Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Pei Beis in the Oiz V'Odr edition, Perek Chi in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting the top of the Amud. The Gemara says, "Ksiv v'nishkefo opnei hayishimoy." We're speaking about Shiras HaBe'er in the song that was sung for the Be'er of Miriam. It says in the end, "V'nishkefo opnei hayishimoy." It's you were able to see it on the Pnei HaYishimun. So the Gemara explains, Omar of Chiyo, Barbo, Kol Mishu Oile Lahar Yishimun. Anybody who goes to the mountain called Yishimun, Umotso Kamin Kavora Bayom, and he sees something that looks like a sifter in the middle of the sea, of which sea? Yam Tiberia, which means the Tiberian Sea, Kinneret, Zoi Be'era Shel Miriam. So this is a sign that the Be'er Miriam is over there. The Be'er Miriam is buried in the Kinneret. Anybody who goes on the mountain is able to see it. Rabbonon, we're Mishar, where exactly is the Be'er of Miriam? V'ayimichavno kol kabil taro mitzio de knishto atikto de sarunagin. So the Gemara gives you about a sign where you find the Be'er of Miriam. Say it's next to the middle gate of the old shul of the city called Sarnagin. Right across from there is the Be'er of Miriam. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Bar Kirya v'Ablozor havu mitailin b'Istarin. They're walking around in Istarin. Reb Chaim's Girsa is Istartin, means a large street. Ro'a ro'yinu sh'ruboyim michutz la'aretz la'aretz. They see coffins coming from Chutz La'aretz, the Eretz Yisrael, to be buried over there. Omar Rebbe Bar Kirya l'Ablozor. So Rebbe Kirya tells Ablozor, Ma ho'ilu elu. What are they exactly doing? What are they trying to accomplish? Ani korei aleihem. I'm going to read in them the following pasuk. So the Gemara is here is talking about a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk says, "V'tavoy v'tamus arzi." You came and you made Eretz Yisrael tameh. V'nechlasi samtem l'toyevu. You put menachalot l'toyevu. So he dashed and started at the end of the pasuk. V'nechlati samtem l'toyevu b'chayechem. During your lifetime, you didn't like Eretz Yisrael. You didn't come to live in Eretz Yisrael. Commentary to show to cause tumah of mace, meaning you lived in the Chutz La'aretz, you didn't want to come to Eretz Yisrael. You had no interest in Eretz Yisrael. So you come when you're dead to cause tumah in Eretz Yisrael. That's the taina against people that live in Chutz La'aretz and are just buried in Eretz Yisrael. He says, you know what's their solution? When they come there to Israel, you put a piece of mud, a piece of earth on their urn, on their coffin, and that will serve as a kapara. The Adam will give kapara. So putting the kapara in the urn, that will give kapara for them not living in Eretz Yisrael, for the fact that they're buried in Eretz Yisrael, so that is already some kind of tikkun for what they didn't live there. Halachada azok de Mishnah. Habarsim vehabardesim. So different types of materials, and the last one is types of shoes, and all of them has wool. So lo yul b'shem hachiyiduk, should not wear them until checking that there's no kilayim, because it could be that some linen went into them. Those that come from the area of the beach and coming from Medina Sayam from Chutz La'aretz, we'll see in the Gemara that we're talking about both requirements, Chutz La'aretz next to the beach. They don't have to be checked, because you assume it's coming from the material called canvas, which is not linen, and there's no problem of pishta. This shoe made out of leather, even though you put wool into it, there's no chashash that maybe there was linen there as well. Says the Gemara, Habursim, what is that? Beria. Habardesim, what is that? Dilmo. Hadilam titi, what is that? Koivli, mapoyim, different type of coats. Uminosapinoim is dardasim, seem to be some type of sacks. It's like a shoe that looks like a sack. Habesioim, haboim, mechifayam, diasayam. So that does not have to be checked. So the one I asks, machifayam, umimidinasayam. I mean, you give me two different things that don't have to be checked. If it comes from the area of the beach and if it comes from Chutz La'aretz, you need to have both requirements. It's coming from the beach area that is in Chutz La'aretz.
So it says the Gemara, Matatani, it says in the Braiso, you're going to Sori v'chaverseo. Kisri v'chaverseo. We're mentioning two examples of cities in Chutzlarts. Hador, what this teaches you, Michoifayam, Shemindinasayam, you have to have both requirements, like Tsorim Kisorim, to both beach cities that are in Chutzlarts. Continues the one that we base and with base. Ainam Tsichim Diko, you don't have to be checked. Hador, the Tereba, Rishoino, Shalai Tapishta, Mitsuya b'chomokim. That's originally where linen was not all over. Now that there's linen everywhere, you have to check these places as well. So the Gemara explains now the issue that you may have with these shoes. Is asrin the zarvin amro mingoy. Some put wool in the shoe, and sometimes it's connected with linen. And that's why you have pishtim together with zeret. Like Zero gave an order to Abrazvino. The Yoimel Barishan to go tell this person that his name was Barishan, seemed to be the shoemaker. He should not tie the shoe with linen. Only with a string made out of wool. Meaning don't act connected with Pishton, because that will be a problem of Kilai. Moider Zero agrees. Someone who has a belt made out of wool and he puts it on a clothing made out of linen, do shari, that's okay. That's not an issue of kilai. Because he can remove the clothing without removing the belt. So whenever you can separate the two items, there's linen and there's wool, if you can separate them without needing to use both, so then each one is considered to be standing on its own. So because they can get off his clothing without needing to open the belt, so you don't need the belt for the clothing, so it's two separate clothes. But with the shoe, the understanding is that you cannot open the shoe without opening this string of linen, and that's the issue. As the Gemara is going to go on and explain. Pon kamei Rav Loi, ma'u michud misani bekiton. Can I tie the shoe with linen? Omar, we're going to see the way Reb Chaim learns it. Omar, lama loy, why not? Begin to have Zeir. What about Zeir? Zeir said you're not allowed to put a shoe and have that string on top of it. Tev Zeir, Omar, also. So meaning the word just points out that Reb Zeir holds as a problem and Rav Loy holds as not a problem. Moide Rav Ilo, Behen, Rav Ilo, who's Rav Loy, he agrees, the Yilbash Tardosht in the Omar, Al Gabe Dados in the Kiton, to also. Putting sacks of wool on top of sacks of linen, that's a problem. You cannot take out the bottom one without taking the top one. If a person is wearing two sacks, one on top of another, without removing the top sack, it can't reach the bottom sack. So they consider it to be one baguette. But by a shoe, there is a way to remove the shoe according to Rav Loi and without opening the ritzua. Avoid Rav Safra, the father of Safra, Shola Rav Zeyas Rav Zeyro. Can one put money into a pocket made out of wool and tie it with a string of linen? Or the opposite, putting money into a sadin, meaning linen bag, and tie it with a wool string. Says, you know Rabbi Rav Huno. Rav Huno is the one who said it's asur. You're not allowed to do that. Ravino Amar also. So Ravino said it's asur. Shmuel Amar Mutter. Shmuel says Mutter. Rav Yaakov Ha'akos Shav Yasso Amar Mutter. He says also said Mutter. The reason why it's Mutter, because it's not Dech Malbush. You're not wearing it. And you're not heating up yourself with it. It's only to put the money in the wallet. So that's why they hold it's Mutter. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Pei Beis.